Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Are you the biggest Padres fan in San Diego? I would imagine the competition is getting tougher.
Yeah.
Day by day.
Every single day.
Prove it by sending us a picture showing why you're the Padres' biggest fan, and you could win a night in the Intercom Suite.
Come on.
20 people
Come
with
on.
Food and drinks. The 2021 Padres regular season game. Just visit 973thefansd.com/biggestfan for all the details. Maybe the greatest contest we've put on so far here.
I think so, and I it is required that I chaperone you and your entire crew. So
you
call
say
it,
that. But
call it you and nine, you and 18 of your closest
Technically,
friends.
It's not required.
It's
encouraged. Him very happy.
It's encouraged.
You'd make him very happy.
Yeah.
I
love sitting in the suite. Sorry about it. It's really fun.
Don't hate it myself. Actually.
It's not the worst thing ever. You feel a little bit bougie, but you know what? You get over it quickly because you're sitting in a suite.
You can do so much.
You can. You have your own private bathroom.
You have your own private bathroom. You can watch the game normally, like sit in a seat,
yeah, seat
out there.
It's great.
Then you wander back into the suite area where the game is on multiple televisions.
Yes.
So you can, you know, listen. And
you
then,
get nachos.
And then they have all kinds of food.
Hot dogs.
Up,
piles.
Stations.
Piles of hot dogs.
Yeah.
Sodas.
Like a refrigerator full of beverages.
Yeah. Ice creams.
Oh, yeah.
It's phenomenal. Wings. I mean, that's a kick-ass prize. So I know it's kind of a pain in the ass to send in a picture, but just do it, and maybe you'll win.
Right.
Okay?
Can't win unless you play.
Exactly.
And all you have to do to play is send in a picture.
Yeah, that's it.
Because we like to look at pictures of you. Yep. Someone in our office apparently
Very creepy.
Likes to look at
yeah,
pictures.
Yeah, I wonder who's the end-all, be-all here. Who's the decider? I wonder if I have any input in this. That's, I doubt it.
I doubt you do. I wouldn't want you to have input. I think it'll be someone who's very impartial.
Well, that is not me.
No, it's not you at all. We are standing by to hear from Sean Casey from MLB Network. Talk some Padres baseball. Real or Fake coming up as well. Chance to win a Padres face mask. Cool prize that we're giving away this week. 833-288-0973. It's all coming up. First, though, let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan. This segment of Ben and Woods is brought to you by Smart Investing. Tune in Saturday mornings at 9 on 97.3 The Fan to listen to the Smart Investing Show. Host Brent Wilsey has over 40 years of experience in finance and was recently picked as one of California's top investment advisors for 2020 by Forbes magazine. Padres are now 10 games above 500. First time they've been that many games above 500 since the 2010 season ended.
That is insane.
And to do so in just 44 games is also impressive. Over 600 winning percentage. This team is legit good. And, yeah, I mean, expectations have risen very quickly. Remember at the beginning of the season, Woods, we were talking about, hey, if they can, you know, if a game or two above 500 would be nice, 31, 32 wins, that should be enough to get into an expanded playoffs. That's a quality season for the Padres.
Yeah.
Boom. That's that. No longer would we be satisfied with that. What will now, what's your new reset level of expectation for this Padres?
You know, it's something we've talked about for years, the couple of years that we've been together. And you know, the dichotomy of growing up a Yankees fan and then becoming a Padres fan a decade ago is a weird dichotomy, right? It's if you're the Yankees and you don't win the World Series, you look at that as a massive, massive failure. The way the Yankees are playing now, they may not make the playoffs, and frankly, I don't even think they deserve to the way as poorly as they've been playing. Then you look at this Padres team and you say, yeah, you guys can contend, like for a World Series. I'm not saying it's World Series or bust. But then again, shouldn't that be the goal every year? So I'm going back on I've been telling you for years, you need to get your head in this mentality that, hey, it's time to go win championships. And I think that it is. I will be severely disappointed with a first-round exit. Severely. I really will be. I'll feel like this team is good enough to beat whoever they play in the first round of the playoffs and beat them handily. Now,
it's so tough in a three-game series.
It is.
Let's say they play the Phillies and you just run into a scorching hot Bryce Harper who hits like three home runs or something.
Walk him. One guy isn't going to beat you. And you've got a deep lineup. You've got a bullpen that seemed to figure it out a little bit. And you've got at least three guys at the top of your rotation that you feel really good about matching up with anybody in baseball. Not just the Phillies or the Marlins or, you know. You feel good with the three guys that you have. You're like, yeah, and we'll see. I mean, the Dodgers are coming to town. I think you're going to get their best effort, and they're going to get ours. That's going to be a nice – I hate the measuring stick bit, but I do feel like next week, let's see. We got some new pieces, lots of new faces. Let's see how it works out. I think you have to win. For me, I'll be really, really disappointed if they don't win in the first round of the playoffs. I think you have to get there. I think a lot of people are going to get there. I think you got to win a playoff series.
If
I do.
I don't disagree with you. If they were any other seed but fourth or fifth and didn't have to face the Dodgers in the second round, I might even say, you know, this should be a National League Championship Series team. I think they're one of the two best teams in the National League.
I do, too.
Unfortunately, the way things are set up, they're almost certainly going to have to face the other of the two best teams in the National League.
Yeah, the first best.
In the second round. Someone will go home from that series disappointed.
Yeah.
The Dodgers would be, of course, you know, crushed and disappointed. And if the Padres beat them in the division round of the playoffs, it is a failure of a season for the Dodgers. I don't necessarily subscribe to the other way around. If the Padres go to the division series, give the Dodgers a good series, they don't end up winning. Oh yeah, I'll be bummed, absolutely.
Yeah.
But am I going to say, oh man, what a terrible season this was for the Padres? Of course not. I'm going to say that.
It's such valuable experience. It's such it's just something that, you know, those postseason ABs, those postseason innings, and you got guys on your squad that have lived it and been there. So yeah, I'm interested to see how it shapes up.
All right, let's go out to our SDCCU fan hotline right now, where we are joined by three-time Major League Baseball All-Star. He is now part of the MLB Network team of programming. You can watch him across the network, including MLB Tonight, which airs live 7 days a week, featuring look-ins of live games and analysis. Sean Casey with us, the mayor, with Ben and Woods here in San Diego on 97.3 The Fan. Sean, it is great to have you on this morning.
Hey, what's up, fellas? You guys must be fired up to be watching San Diego Padre baseball these days, right?
Jeez. Like you would not believe.
I'm a lifelong Padres fan, and I have never experienced baseball like this. I mean, there's been good seasons, 98, 84. I was there when the Padres beat the Cubs in Game 5 in 84. Nothing like this kind of team that on every single night, I feel like they're going to do something special and outrageous, Sean.
I do, too. I mean, it's such a fun team to watch. I mean, I think all of us in baseball, especially us as analysts, man, we can't wait to get into the Padre game, you know, just top to bottom. And obviously you're talking Tatis, you know, becoming the face of baseball and how good he is. Machado's living up to that contract this year. And, you know, Hosmer's having a good year to that finger, but hopefully he's back soon. But, you know, Will Myers has had a resurgence. I feel like they're hitting the grand slams like every night. You know what I mean? It's unbelievable. And, you know, even watching Lamet the other night throw, I mean, that's a true ace, you know, at the top of that rotation. So it's a great team to watch. It's exciting.
Well, you know, we're talking to Sean Casey, the mayor here on Ben and Woods this morning. The only mayor that counts in my book is Sean Casey. And, man, I was looking over your career. I mean, the old adage is, I mean, I heard it yesterday on the golf course. Hey, you do that 3 out of 10 times, you're in the Hall of Fame in baseball. Well, I mean, you hit over 300 in right. Major League Baseball. Now you're a Reds Hall of Famer, but you weren't. Do you think that injury, like without the injuries that you had in your career, you think you could have been a Hall of Famer, Sean?
You know what? I think about that stuff sometimes, but I blew out my shoulder in 2002, and I must admit, after that, it was just a grind. You know, I mean, I had some really good years after that, but like lost a lot of power from there and stuff. But you know, it is what it is as far as that goes. Like guys go through injuries and they go through things they have to deal with, and that's part of the grind of careers up there in the big leagues. But Hall of Fame, you know, I had 1,500 some hits. and I was a career 300 hitter and you know, 130 homers. I had 300 some doubles, all that stuff. But those guys are in Cooperstown for a reason, because they are able to grind and put up numbers for a, you know, 10 to 15 year period. And, you know, so I appreciate looking back at my career, the numbers that those guys in Cooperstown put up, because I feel like I had a good career, but the Cooperstown careers are just at another level. So I appreciate the thought, and, you know, sometimes I do think, man, you know, what if this, what if that, but I am so grateful for my career and where it turned out, and man, Cooperstown would have been nice, but I just go visit there now, you know?
Well, it was a hell of a career. I mean, it's something you can't, you know, it's you look back and go, hit 300 in the big leagues and have a nice, long, sustained career. And I ask you this, I mean, you know, moving from being a player and being a, you know, a beloved player by fan bases everywhere, you know, it didn't really matter. Everybody loved Sean Casey. Now you're an analyst. Was that a difficult transition for you? And have you ever thought about, because I'm telling you, search your name on Twitter if you haven't already. Everyone is saying, hey, would Sean Casey, maybe Sean Casey would be a great manager. Is that something you would even consider? Have you considered? Do they ever approach you about that stuff?
I think I would consider it, you know, especially to see a lot of my great friends, you know, like Kevin Cash, a good buddy, Aaron Boone's a good buddy, you know, a lot of the guys, you know, that I played with are now managers, which is crazy, you know, to see which, so yeah, I do think about it some days. I have, you know, four kids at the house. My one son just went off to college. My other son's a senior. Now two little girls, one's a freshman in high school, one's in fifth grade. So I do know the price of that lifestyle and the price of, you know, being in the big leagues, you know, of the travel and of just never being home. So that's a big part for me that weighs onto that decision. If my kids were a little older right now, I think I would really, really look into, you know, getting back onto the field and maybe as a manager one day. I think that would be a great opportunity.
You know, managers, though, sometimes have to swallow their personalities a little bit, always be measured, you know, pregame, postgame,
true,
news conferences, and can't necessarily say what's on their mind. I feel like Sean would have trouble not being able to say what's on his mind.
All the more reason to have him as a manager in the way that baseball is now. Baseball is different.
That's actually what I wanted to ask you about, Sean, because, you know, you've always had some personality. In a day where a lot of baseball players feel like they were built in the same factory, and I think Mike Trout kind of represents those guys. Great players, businesslike, they don't say too much. A guy like Mike Clevinger, who the Padres just picked up, he doesn't fit the mold necessarily of that same personality. And I just thought, from someone who, coming from your perspective, I wonder what she thought about a guy like Mike Clevinger.
Now, that's a great thing. That's a great thing about a big league clubhouse. And that's a great thing, I think, sometimes when guys are talking to the media, they, you know, we don't get that feel as being in the clubhouse. Like, are you kidding me? Like, clubhouses need Mike Clevengers. Clubhouses need all the guys from Dominican and Korea and Japan and the U.S. And, you know, it's a true melting pot of society in those clubhouses. And there's so many different personalities. And that's what I loved. I loved as a player and maybe a leader on the Reds of bringing guys together from all different, you know, nationalities and cultures and all that stuff. And when I was with Jim Leland and, you know, Terry Francona, my last couple of years, Leland in Detroit and Francona in Boston, I watched them work the room. And those guys were the best at getting to know guys and really bringing out the best in everybody and getting to appreciate the people, you know, not just what you can do for me on the field, but, hey, man, I really do love you as a person, and I love that you're different than other people, and that's all good, and let's figure out a way to, like, mesh this whole thing together. So when I look at a guy like Clevinger, you know, he's a good guy that's, you know, wired a little differently, and that's a good thing for clubhouses. You don't want everyone to just be Mike Trout and, you know, clean cut, and, you know, you want to have, you know, all different kinds of personalities.
We are talking to Sean Casey, the mayor, as they call him, lovingly, here on Ben and Woods this morning. And, you know, back I grew up, I'm 45 years old, grew up watching you play, always admired your career and how you hit the ball. And I wanted to know, though, obviously analytics now are huge in front offices. You're seeing, you know, teams constructed based on analytics. When you played, how much simpler was it for the player? Did you have access to things? Did you use those? Were you a, I don't want to know, I'm going to see the ball, I'm going to hit the ball, don't care what he throws, you know, I got a general idea what I want to do, my approach every single time I go up there? Or would you have taken that analysis that they have now and poured over it at your locker like a lot of these guys do?
You know what? We had the numbers. We had the same numbers. It's just more of a, you know, now with the fan, I think with fantasy, with MLB Network, with different things, we analyze things more. The numbers were there when we played. I mean, the numbers were there when I played. I had all the numbers. I think the numbers that I liked most were if a reliever came in, did he throw his fastball 74% of the time first pitch? Did he, when he had guys on base, what did he go to? What was his out pitch? With two strikes, you know, what was he going to try and bury you with? You know, I think those are the things I looked at. Listen, at the end of the day, as a player, when I have 0.4 seconds to decide a 95 mile an hour fastball, is it a strike? Is it a ball? Is it a curveball? Is it a split finger? Is it a changeup, slider, cutter? Is it up? Is it down? Is it in? Is it out? Right? I blink in 0.4 seconds. So my brain is so awesome that it can figure that stuff out. I could not myself put in all these these analytics of anything other than see the ball, look for a spot out over the plate where I get my arms extended and hammer it. See, I used to say to myself, ball, 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 because I wanted to just dumb it down, like dumb down that process. Like, you know what I mean, seriously, like keep it simple, stupid, or whatever, right? They always say KISS, keep it simple, stupid. Like, I believe, even talking to Anthony Rizzo, I asked him, Riz, you know, what are you doing? Are you thinking about this? He goes, Case, it's tough enough to just see it and hit it. And I was like, I think most guys that are on the field playing, they might have a game plan with those analytics a little bit, but once you get ready to play and compete, you really got to dumb it down.
Talking to MLB Network, Sean Casey. Sean, last thing for me. Manny Machado is having a resurgence season this year. He is really a pleasure to watch. Yet we still hear the kind of the offhand slander from opposing broadcasts, occasionally the national media. As a former player, I wanted to get your perspective on Manny Machado and what he brings to the field every day, because I felt like until I saw it up close every day, I didn't understand either what a phenomenal baseball player he is.
I mean, this guy can play. I knew it from day one. I was fortunate enough to cover the Orioles at the time when he was first coming up, and, you know, I was like, wow, this kid's special. Just the way the ball jumps off his bat, the way he plays the game, the way he plays third base. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, you guys get a chance to watch it every night. Like, I'm sure there's plays that we don't see nationally that he makes a play in the third inning. You know, it's just kind of routine. But it's, maybe 100%. It's a tough play, but Manny Machado makes it look routine. You know what I mean? So, man, it's a great sign, because he's always been a consistent player. I mean, last year was the one year he, you know, maybe it was a new place or whatever. I love to see Wayne Kirby at first base. There's some familiar faces for him that came from Baltimore. And I think he realizes, too, I don't need to be the superstar. There's some, I mean, Tatis is there, and you know, Hosmer's got a nice contract, and Myers. I think he fits in well there, and I think you're going to get some consistency and big hits for Manny Machado and Gold Glove third base.
Sean, great chatting with you. This was a lot of fun. Hopefully we get a chance to do it again. Appreciate your time, man.
Hey, guys, thanks a lot for having me on, and keep enjoying the season. We're enjoying it, too, watching you guys.
MLB Network's Sean Casey, MLB Tonight. Yeah, you can check it out. Featuring live look-ins of live games and analysis, Sean, on our SDCCU fan hotline, SDCCU online, and mobile banking lets you do your banking from your smartphone. Message and data rates may apply. For details, visit SDCCU.com. Obviously, we got started a couple of minutes late with Sean, so we're pushing real or fake. But if you want to have a chance to win that custom Padres face mask, be the only person on your block with one of those, dial now, 833-288-0973. You can go head-to-head against Woods when we come back. See if there were any dip-ass tweets from last night as well.
There were.
It's half the show still to go. It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.